It's time for high school basketball right here on FormRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
And we're here. Miss Stonewall Valley. We're starting just a tad bit late, but we're here. Starting for the Indians for JV Boys Competition. Regan Martin, Brian Benn, Russell Gale, Ryan Post, and Ian Homan.
They don't have a 24, Reese.
Look on the varsity. Josh Fett, maybe.
What?
On the varsity is the 24, but it might not be him. But who knows?
Could be.
I mean,
we'll find out.
Yep. So about to start here. JV boys competition. Girls won earlier. Big win. And we're about to tip. I don't know why in the heck Regan Martin's jumping, but.
Why wouldn't he?
Got it.
Greg Meyer would tip it out to Ryan Post, and Ryan Post will bring it up for the Indians. 3-2 zone for the Blackhawks to give it to the Regan Martin back up to Ryan Post. Ryan Post will fire up a three. Ooh. No good. Rebound by Brian Benn, and it'll be a jump ball. And we have three officials for JV King.
Yeah, that's a bit different. Johnson will bring it up. Now give it over to 24, who's not on the roster. He crosses over and tries to get it to the wing, but off of Russell Gale's foot. And it'll stay with Massenwall.
They didn't have it on the JV.
Ball into Fett. Number 24 is Josh Fett. Just got his name. Now he swings it over to 22 Miller. Now in the corner to... I can't even see anything, but he tries to get it up top, tipped away by Ryan Post. It'll stay with Massenwall. Miller inbound for the Blackhawks. He gets it into 15 Johnson, now back to Fett. Fett will dribble up, cross half court, guarded by Russell Gale. He'll drive middle, now kick out to Miller. Miller will get it inside to Easton. Now back out to Fett. Now he swings it over to the right wing. Miller for three. No good. Rebounded off of Massenwall. It'll go over to the Indians.
And Ian Homa inbounded into Ryan Post. 6:06 left here in the first quarter. And nope. Ian Homa gets into Ryan Post. 0-0 our score here. And the Blackhawks are standing in their 3-2 zone. And tipped away by Josh Fett. Fett's going to take it all the way. Left-hand layup up, no good. Rebounded by
Johnson.
And he'll go line shooting two. Foul will be on number 10, Ryan Post. His first, team's first. So he'll go line shooting two. Johnson's first one up is good. Breaks the scoring for Blackhawks.
And the second one is good. Indians take it the other way. Ryan Post.
Ryan Post will take it up. Cross half court. Give it over to Ian Homan. Ian Homan's going to fire up a three. Up no good. Rebounded by Russell Gale.
Gale backs it out. Now over to Ian Homan. Ian Homan on the right wing, gives it up top to Ryan Post, now all the way across the arc to Regan Martin. And we have a kick ball, it'll stay with the Indians.
So, Regan Martin will inbound it into Ryan Post. Ryan Post is going to fire up a three, being a three-point basket, Ryan Post.
Josh Fett will bring it up for the Blackhawks. Guarding full court by Russell Gale. Light pressure. That dribbles around the arc, now back up top, now tries to get a back door to his teammate, but stolen away by Ian Homan.
Ian's going to take it and get stolen by Josh Fett. And
he'll
Ryan
save
Post
it.
Will come up with it, and then Fett will then murder Ryan Post. It's going to be his first. That'll be team's first for Blackhawks. Regan Marlin mounted. Regan gets in to Ryan Post. Ryan Post top of gate, gives it a left side Gale into Holman and throws it over Ben's head, so that will take it the other way.
He goes down the right side, now gives it over to Johnson. Johnson drives baseline, tries to get it to 35, Godfrey, but stolen away by the Indians yet again.
Ryan Post will take it up, give it over to Regan Martin. Regan will dish it out to Ian Holman.
Sloppy, both sides.
Yep.
Bunch of turnovers for both teams. Fed dribbles around. Russell Gale now inside. He'll stop from the elbow. Pull up from 15. No good. Rebounded Regan Martin.
Regan will take it the other way. 3-2 our score. Indians up one early. 4:30 left in the first. Regan Martin's going to try to get to the middle. Dish out to Russell Gale. Russell Gale going to take. Pull up a shot. No good. Ben will come up with it. Ben will put a shot. No good. Rebound by Fed.
Fed will slowly take it up for McCinnawall. 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. The ball goes over to Johnson in the corner. He feeds it inside, tipped away, back out to Fett. Fett will now pass back to Johnson, now back to Fett on the top. Really trying to look inside. Now 22 Miller will swing it to Godfrey. Godfrey will shoot the baseline jumper. No good. Rebounded by... It'll be kicked out to Fett. Fett will put it up from 10 feet and good. Blackhawks take a 4-3 lead.
Ryan Post. Well, we bring it up. Dylan Evers and Gavin Toby checking in on the next dead ball. Russell Gale over to Ian Holm in the corner. Ian Holm across court to Regan Martin. Regan Martin out to Ryan Post over to Gale to the corner at Holman. Holman back to Gale. Top the key over to Ryan Post. Ryan Post will fire up a three up. No good. It'll be a... It'll go out of bounds on the Brian Benz. So it'll go back to the Blackhawks. So, Gavin Toby, Dylan Evers, check in for Ian Holman and Brian Benn.
Houston will trigger it in to Fett. Fett will dribble up against Russell Gale. He'll back it out. Now swings it to Houston. Houston on the left wing. Looks inside, nothing there. Now over to Godfrey. Godfrey drives baseline. He'll trap underneath. He'll throw it out of bounds, but it's tipped, so it'll stay with the Blackhawks. Number 50, Ward, checks in for Godfrey. For McCinnawall. So, 22, Miller will inbound to Houston. Houston back out to Fett. Fett dribbles, pull up from 15 feet, no good. Rebounded. It's probably off the Indians, him.
Yeah, it's going to be off Ryan
Post. Ryan Post, so it'll stay with McCinnawall. And it was, I mean, I don't know why we're complaining.
This dude might change it.
Oh, my gosh. I disagree, actually. I thought it should stay here.
But we'll take it.
Wasn't it off?
It was off Ryan Post.
Yeah, it was. I guarantee it was.
So Ryan Post will slowly bring it up. Dribbling around, doesn't know what to do. Gives over to Regan Martin. Regan will drive left. Dish out to Russell Gale. Gale back up top to Ryan Post. Over to Gavin Toby. Gavin Toby's on drive middle. Dish out to Gale. Gale over to Regan Martin. Regan will drive. Dish it out to Russell Gale. Indians are really confused, Chase, on this 3-2 zone.
Yeah, just got to keep working the ball inside out. Be patient. I'll get the shot.
Ryan Post will then go for a layup. No good. Rebound by Gavin Toby. Up and good. 2-point basket. Gavin Toby. Makes their score 5-4. Indians up one.
Johnson dribbles it up. He tries to feed it inside. He will get it inside to Ward. Now back out to Johnson. Now swings it to Fett. Top of the key. Now inside to Ward. Ward powers it up and... He'll get him with the travel, shuffle his feet, it'll go the other way.
Zach Connor check in for number 14, Mason Heistand. Gavin Toby will inbound it into Ryan Post. Mid 50 left here in the first quarter. Ryan Post has the ball at the top of the key. Gives over the left side, Gavin Toby over to Russell Gale. Russell Gale back up top to Regan Martin. Regan dribbling around, gets out to And Ryan Post will...
Stolen away by Heast, or that's Miller for a layup. He drives down and misses it, so rebounded by Ryan Post.
Ryan Post will give it up to Gavin Toby.
Getting at his name.
Gavin Toby back over to Reagan Martin. Reagan will fire three up, no good. Rebounded by...
Evers. Evers. That should be an and one, too.
Super
great
massive.
Hustle, great Dylan rebound.
7-4 score.
Johnson brings it up, swings it to Miller. Miller on the left side. Back over to Johnson. Johnson at the top of the key, swings it to... What's his name?
Fett.
Fett turns it over. Russell Gale.
Stolen by Russ. 50 seconds up here in the first quarter.
Stolen away by Fett, right, from Russell Gale. He puts it up, and one.
I'm saying that kid's a player. That kid's pretty good. I think he is.
He's so quick. He's small.
So he'll go to line?
I don't know. I feel like they have a guy like that on JV or varsity every year.
Yeah, last year. I remember
a guy playing against me. He's real small. I don't know if they just...
Yeah, Fett's free throw is up and good. So he has five so far. 45 seconds left here in the first quarter. Ryan Post gives up to Regan Martin. Regan dropped in the corner, gives up to Ryan Post. Ryan Post will pop up very short. Rebound by Gavin Toby. Toby then will fire up a shot.
What?
And will be tipped away, so Dylan Evers comes up with it out to Gavin Toby. Gavin will drive. This shot to Regan. Regan's going to pull up a 15-footer up, no good. Rebounded by, I can't even see.
Gavin. He missed it. Rebounded by Ward of Missinawall. All tied up, 7-7, 10 seconds left in the first. Fett dribbles it up against Gale. He'll drive in. Now kick out to number 20. Connor, his three's
Ryan
no
Post.
Good.
Three-court, nope. No good. So that's 9 1/4. Here at Missinawall, 7-7. Start the second here after this. You're on the 4 Recovery Internet Radio.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Be sure to stop in to Brick Street Tavern every Friday night for a Queen of Hearts drawing at 10 o'clock. You could win thousands of dollars if your name is drawn and you pick the Queen of Hearts. The pot just keeps getting bigger every week that we have no winner. Ask your server for tickets when you stop in for lunch. You have to be there to win the full amount, but even if you can't get there for the drawing on Friday night, you can still get 40% of the pot. So be sure to get your tickets for Brick Street Tavern's Queen of Hearts drawing and be ready to win some big bucks. You can stop by Brick Street anytime to buy your tickets. The drawing will be every Friday night at 10 o'clock after the basketball games.
And we're back here. Missinawall Valley High School, 7-all. To start our second quarter, Kobe Wendell, Gavin Toby, Ryan Post, Brian Benn, and Regan Martin going to start the second quarter for the Indians. And it looks like the Indians are going to get the ball first to start the quarter. Gavin Toby going to inbound it into Ryan Post. Scoring so far for the Indians. Gavin Toby has two. Ryan Post has a three. And Dylan Evers has a two-point basket. Ryan Post will give it over to Regan Martin in the corner. Back up top to Ryan Post. Over to Kobe Wendell. Kobe over to Ryan. Back to Regan. Regan's going to drive base left and baseline up and good.
Two-point basket.
Regan Martin.
Johnson will bring it up down the right side of the court for Missinawall. He drives all the way in. We'll have a foul on the floor against Ryan Post. Josh Bett, 5'2", Reese says. Connor inbounds it from underneath. Now inside to Godfrey. Godfrey turns over his right shoulder and he's good. Nice looking shot there. 9-9.
So Ryan Post going to dribble it up. Give it to the corner, Regan, into Brian
Bain. Oh.
Blocked,
swatted away. Johnson brings it up. Dribbles around the arc. Now picks up his dribble at the top. Now swings it over to Feltner. Feltner over to Miller. Miller inside Godfrey. Godfrey doing work again. Puts it up over Ben. No good.
Should be ours.
off of for recovery, I guess. So we'll stay here. Connor inbound under his own basket. He gets it in to Feltner. Feltner puts it up. No good.
Rebound by Kobe Wendell. Kobe will take it the other way. Kobe will give it over to Regan Martin. Regan back up top to Ryan Post. Ryan Post will give it over to Gavin Toby to Kobe for three. Up, no good. Rebounded by Regan Martin. Regan will bring it back out, give it up top to Ryan Post. Ryan's going to go off a screen, swatted away again. Gavin Toby has the ball.
And he got fouled. Yeah.
He'll go line shooting two. Foul will be on number 22, Justin Miller. His first, team second. Like I said, Toby will go line shooting two. 9-0 our score here in the second quarter. First one is up and no good.
Dylan Evers will check in, replacing Brian Benn. All tied up, 9-9, 5.5 to go in the second quarter.
Gavin Toby's second one, up and good. Makes our score 10-9. He needs up one.
Feltner will dribble up against Toby Wendell. Now over to Johnson. Johnson takes it all the way in. We'll try to put up a shot, but he gets fouled.
It'll be Ryan Post's third.
That'll send Johnson to the line to shoot two. Indians lead by one. Johnson's first one's up and no good off the back.
Russell Gale check in for Ryan Post. Johnson will get his second. Up and good. So Gavin Toby will inbound it to Kobe Wendell. Kobe will get it over to Regan Martin. Regan dribbling around up top. Top of key, loses it, gets it back. Fires over to Kobe, back up top to Russell. Back over to Kobe Wendell. Back up top to Russell, over to Regan. Regan will give it over to Gavin Toby in the right corner. Back up top to Regan. Regan's going to drive middle, pull up a shot. Up, no good. Rebound by Regan, puts up another shot. Up and good. 2-point basket, Regan Martin.
Connor will dribble it up. Now over to Johnson. Indians fold an eye, man-to-man, run and jump. Now they'll get a deflection. And we'll have a foul on, not sure who they're going to call this one on. We'll call it on the center wall. Number 20, Connor, going for the ball. So Indians cause a turnover.
So Russell Gale is going to inbound it for Indians into Kobe Wendell. Kobe top of the key, 12-10 our score. Indians up two. Gives over to Gavin Toby, back up top to Regan Martin. Martin will give it over to Gale to the corner Wendell.
Whoa.
Kobe's on pump fake, put up a 15-footer, up no good.
Rebounded by Feltner. He'll dribble up the left side of the court. Now gives it up to Johnson. Johnson top of the key, guarded by Russell Gale. Johnson picks up his dribble. Now over to Houston. Houston over to Johnson. Now Johnson back to Houston. He looks inside. Over to Connor, left wing. Now up top, Feltner. Feltner throws it over to Easton on the right wing. He'll skip it to Johnson. Johnson will drive middle. Now kicks it back out to Easton. Easton will dribble back up and give it to Feltner. Feltner will back it out. Really struggling taking care of the ball. Kobe is all over him. Oh, my goodness. They were throwing me a pass. I was open. They knew I could shoot, so they wanted some buckets. They'll turn it over. It'll go to the Indians. Just great hustle by Kobe. Yeah,
Kobe.
Taking advantage of that weaker ball handler.
Kobe Wendell has the ball top of the key. Gives it to Gale on the right side to the corner. Gavin Toby back up top to Gale. Gale will give it to Dilworth. And just checked in. Gavin Toby has the ball. Gives it out to Gale back to Toby. Toby will fire up a three, up and good. Three-point basket, Gavin Toby. Johnson dribbles up the right side of the floor. And they're going to call Russell Gale with a foul along the sideline. That'll be his second, team's fifth. Ward will enter the game for Godfrey. Miller inbounds to Johnson for the Blackhawks. Johnson will now swing it to Feltner. Now back to Johnson. Johnson at the top. Now over to Miller in the right corner, guarded by Dilworth. Miller finds Easton from the foul line, and he'll put it up and good.
So, Russell Gale inbound it to Kobe Wendell. Kobe top of the key has the ball. Regan Martin checking back in after his next dead ball. Regan will give it over to Russell Gale. Russell will give it over to Dilworth. Dilworth pushes back out to Gale over to Gavin Toby. Gavin Toby gives over to Dilworth. Dilworth will give it to corner Dylan Evers. Dylan back up top to Kobe Wendell. Over to Gale to corner Gavin Toby. Gavin Toby will fire up a three up, no good. Rebounded by
Feltner. Feltner gives it to Johnson. Johnson will dribble up the middle of the court. Blackhawks being patient with it. Now Johnson gives it over to Ward. Ward has it on the right wing. Almost gets it stolen, but back out to Johnson. Johnson at the top. Will give it to Feltner, but off his hands and into the hands of Kobe Wendell.
Kobe will take it back the other way, crossing the timeline. 1:30 left here in the second quarter. Indians up three. Kobe will give it over to Dilworth. Dilworth will bring it back up top to Gale, over to corner Wendell. Wendell back up top to Gale, over to Toby, over to corner Dilworth. He will fire up a three up.
Hey,
a 3-point basket, Riley Dilworth.
Johnson will bring it up with a minute to go here in the second quarter. Guarded by Russell Gale. Ball goes over to Miller. Miller over to Ward in the right corner. He picks up his dribble, guarded by Dylan Evers. Now gets it over, tries to get it over to Miller, but off his hands. Kobe Wendell pushing it the other way.
Gives up to Gavin Toby. Gavin's going to fire up a shot, no good.
Rebounded by Johnson. 40 seconds left in the half. Indians lead by six. Ball goes over to Feltner, now over to Easton. Easton looks inside, now dribbles out. Now picks up his dribble on the left wing. Over to Miller. Miller over to Feltner. Feltner inside on a nice block-to-block screen. He finds Ward for an easy layup.
So, Kobe Wendell will cross the timeline. 15 seconds left, and Coach O wants the last shot. Wendell will give it over to Gale. Over to Dilworth. Dilworth back over to up to Gale to the right side. Toby, the Evers to Kobe. Kobe up, no good, and that will end our half. So, Indians up four. We'll be back right after this talk about it here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
We've been part of the Fort Recovery community for longer than most can remember. We're your neighbors, and we love our community. You can trust us for honest advice when you're ready to take on your next home project. We specialize in Milwaukee power tools, but we have a variety of others. Since 1916, one thing has always been our lasting tradition: outstanding, friendly customer service. Experience the tradition of Wangler Ace Hardware. It's all here.
Hi, Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. What's the perfect gift for that special person in your life, and how can you find it? Kalp Pharmacy offers a large selection of unique gifts, from classic chocolates to jewelry, home decor, toys, and more, with plenty of gift ideas to choose from. We have gifts for Valentine's Day, birthdays, anniversaries, and more. Visit Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery in Arcanum, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana, to find the perfect gift you're looking for. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
And we're back here. Halftime.
So far for the Indians scoring, Regan Martin has 4, Gavin Toby has 6, Ryan Post has 3, Dylan Evers has 2, and Riley Dilworth has 3.
Get him out of your system now.
So that's giving us the 18 points. Chase is out there shooting for Pop. Like I said, we're in halftime. It needs up 4, so we're going to take one more quick break, and hopefully Chase will be back on here. So we'll be back right after this. You're in the Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Start your new year out with our salad selections in our produce section. Don't forget to add our Cooper's Turkey from the deli department to add on your salads. And remember, Valentine's Day will be here before you know it, so don't forget that special someone in your life. We do customized gift baskets for all occasions. Thanks for shopping Wayne Street Market in historic downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Soon the birds will be chirping, the grass will be growing, and your lawnmower won't be starting. It's every year. Dead battery, old gas, flat tire, something doesn't work. Consider this. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery carries new lawnmowers from Grasshopper, Toro, Cub Cadet, and Kubota. Trade in your old mower for one of our new zero-turn or riding mowers. Or if you want to stick with your old mower for another year, schedule a preseason tune-up with our service department. Make mowing fun. Stop by and see us at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2017 Chevy Cruze LT. It's dark gray with heated seats, remote starter, and backup camera. It only has 13,000 miles, and it's only $14,900. Check out this and all their other vehicles at HastingsAuto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
I remember a time when we didn't have to wear sweaters in the house to keep warm.
That was just a few months ago. It's called summer.
But now, why do we have to wear sweaters indoors?
Because we have a horrible heating system. And why are you talking like an old man? You're only 37.
Oh, I forgot. I'll call Reasoner Energy. They'll uncover any problems and give us solutions. I hear Reasoner Energy has been the go-to heating expert for years and years.
Stop it!
Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. The TurboMax by Great Plains takes vertical tillage to the max. With its hydraulically adjustable gangs and 3¾-inch overall blade spacing, TurboMax levels your seed bed without creating compaction. In the fall, run the machine with gangs at an angle to bury more residue. In the spring, keep the gangs straight to create a level, vertically tilled seed bed that is perfect for planting. Call K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today. See what the Great Plains TurboMax can do for you.
Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stogler, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
And we're back here, halftime. JV boys competition. Like I said before this break, Regan Martin has 4, Gavin Toby has 6, Ryan Post has 3, Dylan Evers has 2, and Riley Dilworth has 3.
So I need some more shots.
You already want a Coke. What else you want?
The rest of that
wagon. Hey, last one.
You can only win once. That's about a crime.
Crime? Pay $1 for that chase.
Yeah, I don't even drink pop.
Hayes, want to talk a little?
About the first half?
Yep.
Indians up 4 at the half, 18-14. Did you go through any stats or anything?
Yeah, I went through stats.
I don't really know. I mean, offense doing a decent job trying to get his shots around that 3-2 zone. I mean, just got to keep working the ball inside and out. And flash high post, look short corner against this zone, and you'll find gaps and get good shots. So Indians just got to be patient, keep finding their shot. Indians got a little quick shooting shots that we don't normally shoot. So what are you laughing at, Reese? I'm about to start shooting. I need to shoot.
Ask Trip for the ball. Trip!
No, nope. Don't.
Trip will give me it.
I know, but there's no reason.
Trip, go dunk it.
You haven't dunked it.
And then the scoring for Missoula. Mason Heistan has 2. Blaine Johnson has 3. Trey Godfrey. How do you say his name?
Godfrey.
Godfrey has 2. Ward has 2. And your boy, Josh Fett.
Josh Fett.
5 points. Not too bad.
I'm like a big Trev.
Les is like, I'm not done, boys. I'm going out there and make a few more.
He wants more. Feed him.
So we're going to take another break and be back for the start of the second half here on a Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Running late? Can't decide what to make for supper? Just don't have time to make supper? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. Be sure to stop by on Friday for their pizza and wing lunch buffet. And don't forget to make your reservations for your kid's birthday party or any other occasion. So whether it's getting your supper ready tonight or reserving your lanes for a party, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is Spider-Man there?
I don't know where you can find Spider-Man.
What about Superman?
I don't know where Superman, Spider-Man, or any other superhero friends are.
Don't you always have something for everyone?
We do, with insurance plans from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business, and more. And we always offer super prices for your coverage.
Super prices? I never heard of that, superhero.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
And we're back here, Missoula Valley. Earlier today, the girls beat Missoula by a decent amount. Taiwano had 3. Grayson had 14. Macy Day had 6. Allie Vaughn has 2. Had 2. Brooke Cog had 7. Kierwando had 5. Olivia Petch had 2. Val Mollenkamp had 11. And Hope Wendell had a 3-point basket. 3 balls. Pretty good looking stroke there, though.
Yeah, it was. Never see her shoot those in JV, but look good shooting the 3 there.
So we're about to start the third quarter. What is this?
I can barely hear.
So it looks like the Blackhawks are going to get the ball to start the second half. On the floor for the Indians now, Regan Martin, Gavin Toby, Ryan Post, Brian Benn, Russell Gale.
So Miller will trigger it in to Fett here in the second half. Fett dribbles around the arc, guarded by Gavin Toby, swings it, tries to swing it to Johnson, but it gets it stolen by Ryan Post. He goes all the way to the basket and good. And Josh Fett will bring it the other way. Indians in a 1-3-1 zone. Fett dribbles around, gets it in to Godfrey off his foot, out of bounds. Ball go over to the Indians.
So Ryan Post will
hit the ball and bring it up for the Indians. 20-14 our score. Ryan will give it over to Regan Martin. He'll go a bounce and we'll go back to the Blackhawks.
Ball goes into Ward. Ward will jog it up. He swings it to Miller. Miller will shoot a three off the bounce. No good. Long rebound saved by Blackhawks, but right to Regan Martin.
So Regan will give it up to Ryan Post. Ryan gives over to Russell Gale. Back to Regan Martin over to Gale. Gale will give it up top to Post. To the corner, Regan tries to get into Toby, tipped away. Ryan Post comes up with it. Ryan will give it over to Gale. Back to Post. Back over to Gale. Gale to the corner to Ben. Ben back up to Gale over to Ryan Post. Ryan Post to give it over to Gale. To the corner, Regan Martin. Back up top to Russell, over to Ryan. Ryan will fire up a three up, and no good. Rebound by... Be a foul on number 15, Brian Benn.
Shot by Post went out, so that's really what the Blackhawks want in that, playing that zone. They want the Indians to shoot threes, and Indians just not working the ball inside enough and get inside out with a better look. So ball goes over to Blackhawks inside to Godfrey. Godfrey puts it up and good. Makes their score 20-16. Indians lead by four.
So Ryan Post will bring it up. We'll give it over to Gale. Gale has the ball left side. Gale back up to top to Ryan Post. Looking around, gives over to Regan Martin. Back to Ryan, over to Russ. Back up top to Ryan. Ryan's going to drive right and have it deflected out of bounds. And we'll stay with the Indians. So Coach O's going to take a timeout. We'll take one with him here at 4 Recovery Internet Radio.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians!
And we're back here. This is Stonewall Valley JV Boys Competition. 20-16 yards for Indians up four. So Russell Gale's going to inbound it. And looking around, gets into Gavin Toby over to Regan Martin. Regan's going to drive right-hand baseline up.
Oh, reverse.
Reverse, no good.
Rebounded by Johnson. Johnson gives it to Fett. Fett dribbles up the right side of court. Little 4 minutes left in the third quarter. Fett will try back door. He will get it to Johnson. Johnson swings it to Godfrey from the baseline. No good. Rebound at Gavin Toby.
Toby will get up to Martin. Martin gets it and gets tripped.
Holy cow.
So.
Josh Fett, he's just a pest. I mean, I would not want to be guarded by this guy.
That'll be Fett's second. Team first.
Wide open, Gavin Toby.
Wow. That ball was hit up in the air and he still put it in. 2-point basket, Gavin Toby.
That dribbles it up against Corey Cavery. He picks up his dribble. Now over to Houston. Houston over to Johnson for a long three, and it's good. Johnson cuts the Indians' lead to three.
So Gavin Toby unmounted to Ryan Post. Post on the right side. Looking around, gives over to Russell Gale. Gale back over to Post. Back over to Russ. Over to Brian Benn. Brian Benn's going to fire up a three up. No good. Rebound by Regan. Regan's going to put up a five-footer up. Ain't good. 2-point basket. Regan Martin.
Thought the big fella was going to show me some range here, but Josh Fett brings it up. We'll have a timeout in the center wall, and we'll be back after this.
glass cut, keys made, paint custom matched, or your favorite item professionally framed, of course, you know the place to go. It's the helpful folks at Wangler Ace Hardware, where hardware is only the beginning. We have knowledgeable people who understand that you're trying to get something done. We make it easy to get in, get out, and get back to work. Wangler Hardware in Fort Recovery offers service, selection, and tradition since 1916.
And we're back here in Stonewall Valley. 24-19 is our score. Indians up 5. So Miss Stonewall wanted to take a timeout, so they're going to get the ball. And we'll inbound in through Fett. And Fett's going to dribble around. Drive left-handed and loses it, and he will travel. So we'll go back to the Indians. Russell Gale going to inbound it to Ryan Post. Ryan Post going to take right hand and get across the timeline. Give it over to Russell Gale. Russell gives it back over to Ryan Post. Back over to Russell Gale. Back over to back over to Russell Gale.
And back over. Over. And back over. And
they're just tossing back and forth on the volleyball line.
What is how many times has this been?
I would just keep doing it.
What did he?
I would just keep doing it. I'd just stand there, Ryan. If they're not going to come up to you, don't.
Oh, my word.
Back over to Russell Gale. Over to Regan. Regan. Fire up a three up, no good.
We got to get the ball inside somehow.
Yeah.
And we're just passing around the arc and giving up three. I mean, shooting three. That's what Missoula wants you to do.
Yeah.
Until we start making them, you're just going to sit right in there.
Keen Holman going to check in for Brian Benn.
Ball goes into Fed. He'll swing it to Miller. Miller on the left wing. He'll get it inside to Ward. Ward on the short corner now kicks out to Miller. Miller tries to feed it into Connor, but it's kept off his hands. Ryan Post has it.
Ryan Post to give it to the corner. Russell Gale back up top to Ryan Post. Over to Regan Martin. Back to Ryan Post. Ryan Post. Top of the key. Give it over to Russell Gale. Back to Ryan Post.
Here we go again.
What could you expect? Back to Russell Gale to the corner. Ian Holman. Back up top to Russell. Over to Ryan Post. Ryan Post. Throw across court to Regan Martin. Regan's going to drive left. Baseline. Give it to Ian Holman. And he'll go line. Shooting two. Foul beyond.
Yeah, looks like a lot of ball. I don't know.
Zach Connor. His second. His team second of the half. Ian Holman will go line shooting two. Kobe Wendell going to check in for Russell Gale. Dylan Evers going to check in for Gavin Kobe. Did he make his first?
Did he even shoot it?
He makes his, yeah. Yeah, he had to.
Yeah, he did. I didn't even notice he shot it. Johnson brings it up for the Blackhawks. Now, ball goes over to Connor in the corner. Now over to Fett. Fett on the left wing. We'll swing it to Miller. Miller inside to Ward. Ward pounds it in and shoots it over in home and gets his own rebound, but it'll tie up. It'll be a jump ball. No, they called a foul on Ward of Missinawall, so his first. Team's third for the Blackhawks. Ball go to the Indians.
Evers will inbound it to Ryan Post. Ryan Post crossing the timeline. Top of the key. Ryan Post, 55 seconds left here in the third quarter. Gives over to Kobe Wendell. 26-19 our score. Indians up 7. Kobe Wendell has it top of the key. Just stand there and wait till. Oh, there comes Fett. Kobe Wendell gives over to Regan Martin. Regan Martin
Near the half court, gives it to Kobe Wendell. Back up top to Regan Martin. Regan, top out three, gives it to Ryan Post. Ryan Post going to drive baseline, pop a shot, and that's a charge.
Yep.
Foul will be on number 10. Ryan Post is fourth. On 10. We are confused who the foul call. I mean, if it's a charge, it's on Ryan Post, which will be number 10.
Oh my goodness.
And that'll be his fourth foul, but we're confused. I wouldn't tell him it's on Ryan Post.
I don't know what the confusion's about, honestly.
It's a charge on the post.
I think so, yeah. I think you're right. I think you did it backwards.
So the foul's going to be on Ryan Post, his fourth. So they get the call right after.
Yeah, I mean, I don't. What the heck could have took so long?
22 seconds left. The Indians are getting their full court man-to-man press.
Johnson will dribble against the pressure, back and forth. Kobe Wendell doing a great job. How does he make that call? That was a foul on Kobe Wendell. That'll be his first, team's third. Miller will inbound for Mason-Wall. He'll get it into Ward. Ward will hand it off to Connor. Now Connor gives it to Johnson. Johnson goes baseline. And we're going to have a foul on Dylan Evers on the floor. So his first team's fourth. Mason-Wall will take it out under their own basket. 7 seconds left in the third quarter. Connor triggers it in to Fett. Fett on the top of the key. He'll drive in. Now backs it out. 5 seconds left. He's out on the three-point line. He dribbles in, kicks out to Miller. Miller shoots a three, and call a foul on Regan Martin. Just a dumb foul, though. That'll send Miller to the line, shooting three shots with 0.1 seconds on the clock. Unbelievable. Miller get three free throws. His first one's up and good.
His second one is good.
Third one's no good.
Who was that at the foul line?
Miller. And that's going to be the end of your third quarter. Indians lead 26-21. We're going to take a break and be back after this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. February is Heart Healthy Month, and Kalp Pharmacy will be celebrating with Heart Healthy Screenings. Every Tuesday in February from 7 a.m. till 9 a.m., Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery will be offering $5 lipid blood panels, blood pressure checks, and medication checkups with a pharmacist. Registration is required. Pre-register with your Kalp Pharmacy pharmacist in Fort Recovery or call 800-686-2314 today. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Street Market.
Market. Start your new year out with our salad selections in our produce section. Don't forget to add our Cooper's Turkey from the deli department to add on your salads. And remember, Valentine's Day will be here before you know it, so don't forget that special someone in your life. We do customized gift baskets for all occasions. Thanks for shopping Wayne Street Market in historic downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Fourth quarter for the Indians. Dale Neighbors, Russell Gale, Brian Benn, Regan Martin, and Kobe Wendell. So Russell Gale going inbound to Kobe Wendell. Kobe Wendell hit Regan on a flare.
Get in there.
No good. Rebound by Brian Benn. Brian Benn's traveling.
Can't see anything.
And
looks shot up and good. Good job by Brian Benn. Johnson brings it up. He'll get it over to Miller on the left wing. Now over to Connor in the corner. Connor will get it into Ward. Ward back out to Connor. Connor will drive baseline. Now picks up his dribble. Throws it out to Feltner. Feltner gets it stolen by Regan Martin. He'll get pushed in the back, driving down the lane. I think more so his feet just got tripped up, and they'll have a foul on Feltner. And that'll be on the floor, so Martin will take the ball out underneath. Subs in for Masinawal. Godfrey and Houston in. Indians lead by 7, 6:25 left in the quarter. Martin triggers it in all the way out to Evers. Evers gives it over to Kobe Wendell. Kobe will back it out, take his time, 6:20 left. Kobe skips it over to Russell Gale in the corner. And back to Kobe. Kobe swings it up top to Regan Martin. Regan will drive in, now backs it out. Now gets it poked away from behind. And Johnson will go head the other way. He'll put up a layup in good.
So, Indians still up 28-23. Kobe Wendell has the ball. And I guess it'll be a foul on Brian Benn. Yep. So foul on Brian Benn. Brian Post and Gavin Toby. Check in for Kobe Wendell and Dylan Evers.
Miller triggered in to Johnson. Johnson walked the ball up on Russell Gale. Almost loses it. Gets it over to Miller. Now over to Godfrey. He traveled. Now gives it up top to Johnson. Johnson swings it to Miller. Miller now over to Godfrey. And we got a foul off the ball on Gavin Toby. That's his first. Team seventh. Should be 1-1 then. That'll send Houston to the line shooting 1-1. Houston's at the line, shooting 1-1. He'll shoot the front end, and it's good. So he'll get one more. Told you, Reese.
1-19.
His second one's up, and no good. Rebounded Gavin Toby. 5.5 left.
Gavin will take it the other way. 5:33 left here in the fourth quarter. Top two, Ryan Post. Ryan Post will give it over to Russell Gale. Russell Gale going dribble around. Give it up. Give it over to Regan Martin. Back to Ryan Post. Ryan Post will give it over to Russell Gale. 28-24. 5 minutes left in the fourth. Ryan Post is going to hit Toby. Back out to Regan Martin. Back up top to Ryan Post. Over to Regan Martin. And there's going to be foul number 15.
Johnson.
Blaine Johnson.
Jesus.
Aggies, Blackhawks, full time out, so we'll take one with them here on Fort Covey Internet Radio.
Soon the birds will be chirping, the grass will be growing, and your lawnmower won't be starting. It's every year. Dead battery, old gas, flat tire, something doesn't work. Consider this. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery carries new lawnmowers from Grasshopper, Toro, Cub Cadet, and Kubota. Trade in your old mower for one of our new zero-turn or riding mowers. Or if you want to stick with your old mower for another year, schedule a preseason tune-up with our service department. Make mowing fun. Stop by and see us at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2014 GMC Terrain with the SLT1 package. It's pearl white with a leather interior, remote starter, and much more. It has 28,000 miles, and it's priced at only $19,400. Check out this and all our other vehicles at HastingsAuto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
Hey, we're back here. Remember, next week, Thursday, girls are at Coldwater. Varsity game can be heard on WPGW Radio or on WPGW on your TuneIn app. And Friday, the boys will host Coldwater. WCSM will have that one. Or you can tune in on the TuneIn app. So, Reagan Martin's going to inbound it. 28-24, 4:45 left. Ryan Post has the ball. A dribble middle. Brings it back out. Ryan Post then gets it tipped away. And it will stay with Indians. Regan Martin will inbound it. Regan gets into Ryan Post. Back up top to Brian Benn over to Russell Gale. Gale over to Martin. Martin over to Gale. Gale going to dribble. Baseline puts up a wild shot. No good. Rebounded by the Blackhawks.
Miller would walk it up for Massinawall. Now he gives it over to Johnson. Johnson at the top of the key. 4 minutes to go, and over to Miller, now inside to Godfrey. Godfrey will back it out. Now pick up his dribble, find Johnson at the top of the key. Guarded by Russell Gale, 3:50 left in the game. Miller has it in the corner, now inside to Feltner. Feltner will drive baseline, now all the way up to the other side, gives it to Godfrey. Godfrey will hold it at the elbow, now back out to Feltner. Feltner to Johnson. Johnson swings it to Miller. Miller almost shoots three, but gives it back to Johnson. Now back to Miller. Now inside Houston. Houston will turn over his left shoulder and off the glass and good. That cuts the Indians lead to 2. 28-26. Your score.
So Ryan Post going to take it back the other way. And Coach O's going to take a full timeout. We'll take one with him. You're in a full recovery internet radio.
You're tough. You've endured some of the most brutal weather imaginable. When others complain, you carry on. You're Ohio tough. But once you close your front door, there's no reason to put up with it anymore. Not if you've got the right heating solution from Reasoner Energy. Dual fuel heat pumps and furnaces and geothermal heat pumps. The best, the warmest, the most dependable heating solutions. Reasoner Energy. Ohio tough. Like you. Call 419-678-4858.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
And we're back here at Massinawall Valley. Indians up 2. Regan Martin going inbound it. Regan Martin's going to get it in 2. Jeez, and Pete. 2, Gavin Toby.
Gavin has the ball. Top of key. Will drive. Spin middle. Put up a shot. Up and will be fouled. So he'll line shooting two. Gavin will go to the line, shooting two shots. Chance to extend this lead. And Gavin's first one is up, and no good, too strong. 28-26, your score still, 3:12 left. Gavin puts up his second one, and that one is in and out, no good. Tipped out of bounds by Reagan Martin, so it'll head back to the Blackhawks. Miller will enter it in to Johnson. Johnson brings it up on Kobe Wendell. He dribbles up the right side of the floor. Now picks up his dribble. Ball over to Feltner on the right wing. Feltner swings it to Godfrey in the corner. Godfrey picks up his dribble. Now gets it inside to Heaston. Heaston will now back it out. Now over to Godfrey. Now over to Feltner in the corner. He'll dribble up the arc. And now get it inside to Godfrey. Godfrey tries to get around Ben, but they'll get Ben with a body, so it'll be fouling him. That's his third.
Very nice.
That'll send Godfrey to the line, shooting 1-1. 2:42 left. Indian's still up 2. And then for Godfrey's up and good. Cuts the Indians lead to 1. Second one's up and good as well. Ties it up 28-28 with 2:40 left in the fourth quarter.
So Ryan Postel. Bringing up, give over to Regan Martin, back up top to Ryan Post. Ryan will find Gavin Toby, mail the key, back to Ryan Post.
We have 3 seconds called on Ben, it looks like. I'll give the ball back to the Blackhawks with 2:24 left. Indians full court, man-to-man. That'll clear out. Johnson has it, guarded by Wendell. Johnson gets it deflected by Ryan Post. He saves it. He takes it the other way, all the way to the basket. And good. Big play by Ryan Post. Ball goes into Johnson. He's rushing the other way. We'll dribble down the baseline, and he had a cheap foul on Kobe Wendell. I think it was really good defense, yeah. But touch foul. So that'll be, they're still in the, they're in the bonus. So Johnson will go to the line, shooting 1-1. Chance to tie this game up. Johnson's front end is up and no good off the front of the rim. Rebounded by Gavin Toby.
Gavin will give it over to Ryan Post. Game's up 2. 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Ryan Post will give it out to Kobe, and that's a
stolen away by Johnson. He brings it the other way. Now stolen away by the Indians, Ryan Post.
And then number 12,
Feltner. He'll send Ryan Post to the line, shooting 1-1. Minute 46 to go.
Seems like this game went a lot quicker than the girls game today. That would take forever.
I only watched 3 quarters of that, so.
Ryan Post's first up is good. We go second. Ryan will put it up and it's good.
Huge free throws.
They'll lead to 4. 32-28.
Ball goes to Godfrey. Godfrey over to Heaston. Heaston at the top.
We'll hand off to Miller. Miller will get into Connor. Now up for Houston, cutting it across the lane. His shot's up and no good. Rebounded by Connor. Connor throws it out to Feltner. Feltner swings it to Miller. Miller inside to Houston at the elbow. Now back out to Miller. Miller drives baseline. Dribbles off his foot, but was a foul on Ryan Post. He didn't not move his feet, so double bonus here. They'll send Miller to the line shooting two shots. Chance to cut into this 4-point lead by the Indians.
Looks like Riley Dilworth on check-in. So Miller will go line shooting two. 32-28, Indians up four, mid 25 left in the fourth. Miller's first one up is good. Cuts lead to one possession. So Miller's going to get a second. Second one is up and good. Reagan going bound it to Kobe Wendell. Kobe Wendell handing it off to Reagan Martin. And Coach O's going to take a timeout, so we'll take one with him here in the Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Running late? Can't decide what to make for supper? Just don't have time to make supper? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep-fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. Be sure to stop by on Friday for their pizza and wing lunch buffet. And don't forget to make your reservations for your kid's birthday party or any other occasion. So whether it's getting your supper ready tonight or reserving your lanes for a party, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274.
And we're back here. Mississippi Valley, 32-30 our score. Indians up two. Reagan Martin going by right in front of us. He's in two. Kobe Wendell. Kobe Wendell up across the timeline. Look around. Back up top to Reagan Martin. Reagan will go left all the way up. Up and good. Take. Wow. What a take by Reagan Martin.
Big basket.
4.
Miller brings it the other way with 52 seconds left. Gets it over to Johnson. It'll be tipped away by Kobe Wendell. It'll stay with Mississippi Wall. 51 seconds left.
Mississippi Wall gets it into Johnson.
He'll dribble around the arc. Now pick up his dribble. Now gets it to Houston on the right wing. Now over to Miller in the corner. Miller gets it back up to Johnson. Now back to Miller. Miller will try to feed it inside. Taken away by Reagan Martin. 36 seconds. They're going to have to foul, and they do. Fouls on Houston.
Send Kobe Wendell to the line, shooting 1-1. Kobe Wendell, a really good free throw shooter.
Yeah.
Hopefully I didn't jinx him, but this is the guy I'd want at the line.
Kobe's first one up and
no, I did. Cheese and Pete's.
And it will go to the Blackhawks.
So,
Mr. Wong is going to take a timeout. We'll take one with him here in the Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is Derek there?
Well, there's no one here named Derek.
But my brother Derek said you always have something for everyone.
Oh, you're talking about that, Derek. Well, he's right. We do have something for everyone with insurance plans from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business, and more.
Do you have someone there that can help Derek clean up his messy room?
Well, miss, that's one thing we really can't help him with.
Thank you.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
And we're back here in Sinaloa Valley. Indians up 4. Miller gets it in to Johnson. Johnson gives it over to Connor. Now back to Johnson. 26 seconds left. He's sitting down 4. Needs a quick bucket. Johnson has it on the right wing. Now gives it over to Connor. Connor at the top of the key. Gets it over to Johnson. Need a basket. They're down 2 possessions. Now tries to get it inside to Houston. Ball's up in the air. That should almost be a foul. His hands weren't on the ball. I mean... Yeah, but his hands didn't hit the ball. He hit his arm. So that's in Godfrey the line, shooting 2 shots. Godfrey's first one's up and good. 31-34.
Now a 1 possession game. 13.3 seconds left.
Second one for Godfrey's up and no good this time. Rebounded by thought Massinawa is going to come up with it, but they're going to call a foul on Massinawa, I believe. Holy cow, they called him. That is unbelievable. I think that ref was going to call it on Massinawa because he pointed our way and then he went over to talk to this guy and he switched. He said, didn't he say 24? There's not even 24.
14.
14.
Which is still worse.
That's unbelievable. And he missed it. Shocker. Ball don't lie.
So they're going to take a timeout, so we'll take one with them here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Be sure to stop in to Brick Street Tavern every Friday night for a Queen of Hearts drawing at 10 o'clock. You could win thousands of dollars if your name is drawn and you pick the Queen of Hearts. The pot just keeps getting bigger every week that we have no winner. Ask your server for tickets when you stop in for lunch. You have to be there to win the full amount, but even if you can't get there for the drawing on Friday night, you can still get 40% of the pot. So be sure to get your tickets for Brick Street Tavern's Queen of Hearts drawing and be ready to win some big bucks. You can stop by Brick Street anytime to buy your tickets. The drawing will be every Friday night at 10 o'clock after the basketball games.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
And we're back here in the Sinaloa Valley. 11 seconds up, 34-31. There's our score. Indians up 3. Number 15, Johnson.
Johnson's getting his second. Shots up and good.
Wow.
32-34, 11 seconds left.
Reagan Martin's going to get into Kobe, and he's going to be fouled. So, it looks like Kobe Wendell will go line shooting 1-1.
Big free throws here.
Don't say anything, Jake.
Oops, sorry.
Kobe's first one up is good. Sends the lead to 3. Wendell going to second. Up and good.
Big time free throws. Johnson brings it up from the center wall. He'll swing it over to Miller. Miller has 6 seconds. He'll shoot a three from the top of the key. No good. Gets his own rebound. Shoots another one. Air ball. 0.1. So that's going to do it. 36-32. Indians are going to win this one.
And final score, 36-32. We'll be back after this. Talk about some stats here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Part of the Fort Recovery community for longer than most can remember. We're your neighbors and we love our community. You can trust us for honest advice when you're ready to take on your next home project. We specialize in Milwaukee power tools, but we have a variety of others. Since 1916, one thing has always been our lasting tradition: outstanding, friendly customer service. Experience the tradition of Wangler Ace Hardware. It's all here.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. What's the perfect gift for that special person in your life, and how can you find it? Kalp Pharmacy offers a large selection of unique gifts, from classic chocolates to jewelry, home decor, toys, and more, with plenty of gift ideas to choose from. We have gifts for Valentine's Day, birthdays, anniversaries, and more. Visit Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery in Arcanum, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana, to find the perfect gift you're looking for. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
From Wayne Street Market. Start your new year out with our salad selections and our produce section. Don't forget to add our Cooper's Turkey from the deli department to add on your salads. And remember, Valentine's Day will be here before you know it, so don't forget that special someone in your life. We do customized gift baskets for all occasions. Thanks for shopping Wayne Street Market in historic downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
And we're back here. Summarize up the game for the Indians. Kobe Wendell had two. Riga Martin had eight. Gavin Toby had eight. Ryan Post had nine. Dylan Evers had two. Riley Dilworth had three. Brian Bennett had two. And Ina Holman had two. And the Indians escaped chase with the win.
Yeah, struggled the first half and early in the third quarter. And I thought they were going to run away with it in the fourth, but they just let Massinawall back in the game, and it came down to the wire, and big players stepped up. Regan Martin and Ryan Post were big at the end, along with Kobe Wendell's free throws. So Indians, a lot to work on, but a win's a win, so we'll take it.
So stay tuned here. Rob Weaver and Jeff Bonds on your game for the varsity. So